So my son tells me a few weeks ago, he was at his friend's house for Havdalah, and they don't do besamim. He was blown away, thought they were not frum. Now, it was a very yeshivish family in the neighborhood. It's not a, someone who doesn't know the halacha. So, point number one, can you never do besamim? Is that a thing, or is that not a thing? Okay. Number two is during COVID. If you remember, during COVID, the big question came is if you can't smell because you have COVID, can you do besamim? Question number two. Point number three is according to the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. Now, I don't know why this fact about smell is on a National Institute of Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. I'd make a comment about Kennedy, but we'll leave that for another time. Approximately 1 in 8 Americans over the age of 40, that's up to 13.3 million people, or 12.4% of the population, has measurable smell dysfunction. Approximately 3% of Americans have anosmia, which is no sense of smell, or severe hyposmia, which is minimal sense of smell. The prevalence of any type of smell impairment increases with age. 4% in Americans age 40 to 49. 11% in Americans ages 50 to 59. 13% in Americans ages 60 to 69. 25% in Americans 70 to 79. And 39% in Americans ages 80 and above. Okay. The prevalence of smell impairment, I'm assuming since everyone in this room is under 40, no one has these issues. But the prevalence of smell impairment is higher in men, ethnic minorities, non-Hispanic, Black, and Mexican-American. I don't know. And in those with lower educational attainment and or family income. I'm not sure exactly how family income has anything to do with smell, but maybe if they don't go to the doctor enough or they don't know how to treat themselves properly, I'm not sure. So you see, clearly, there are many people in this world, and probably in the frum community. We said 3% of Americans have anosmia, which is no sense of smell. So that would mean, if you have a big room of people making Havdalah, of 100 people, 3 people approximately, can't smell at all. So now the question becomes, do they make besamim or not? Okay. Says the Torah. A 5-liner, really. And it all stems from here. Actually, I'm going to read you one more line of Gemara first, actually. Line of Gemara, let's do Judaism 101, okay? You are eating your favorite food, which for me is very clear, potato kugel. And let's assume it's a Brei Pri Adama, according to most poskim. So I take my piece of potato kugel, and I'm going to make a Brei Pri Adama, and the guy sitting next to me also wants a piece of potato kugel, but he doesn't know how to make a Brei Pri Adama. So I am allowed to say, the Brei Pri Adama, have him in mind, take a bite, and he takes a bite, Judaism 101, because I'm eating, he's eating. Okay. If he wants a piece of potato kugel, and my wife has told me that 10 pieces was enough of potato kugel, and so I can't have any more, but I want another one, I already brain of fascius, whatever it is, and so I can't eat another piece of potato kugel, but I can help him make the bracha. I am not allowed to say a Brei Pri Adama and he take a bite, because since it's a bracha hanenin, it's a bracha benefiting, I can only be mochi someone else if I'm doing it as well. So if he just wants a piece of potato kugel and I don't, I can. Judaism 101. However, when it comes to mitzvahs, Judaism 102 now, is let's say it comes to a mitzvah. So in other words, shaking a lulav or any other mitzvah, Kiddush, if I already did the mitzvah, I can be motzi the other person in the mitzvah, whether I'm doing it or not. So in other words, if I made Kiddush already, and you didn't make Kiddush, and you don't know how to make Kiddush, I can recite Kiddush, even if I am not obligating it, because, and even if I don't drink, you could do the drinking, because I'm not doing the mitzvah. Since it's a bircha hasa mitzvah, it's not a bircha of nenin, I'm not benefiting type of bracha. Therefore, it's a bracha which is doing mitzvah, so I can be motzi you for the other. Everyone good so far? Judaism 101, 102. Everything is very easy so far.
Last week or a few weeks ago,
yeah.
If Havdalah.
Okay, so now Havdalah is a halachic morass. We now have run smack into Havdalah, which is a big mess. Because we're right, Havdalah has different parts to it.
Before you do that, yeah. Go back to 102.
Yes, okay.
Okay. When you make Kiddush,
yeah.
Right, part of that is a Berachos Hananah.
Okay, so that's a good, annoying question. So you want lulav, take lulav if it's better for you. So we don't go back to last year's whole shir and Kiddush. Take lulav. You lulav and esrog. So he doesn't know how to make the bracha of lulav and esrog. I know how to make the bracha of lulav. I've already shaken my lulav and esrog, right? And now he wants to make the bracha. There's no how. So I can say the bracha for him. He can shake the lulav and esrog. Yeah? That's okay, Mr. Klein, you're fine with that. Is that better to avoid any birchas anenin brachas of Kiddush as well? Because I could just simply push off Mr. Klein straight up and say, well, what about the part of Kiddush which is not the Brei Pri Hagafen? So, right, there is part of Kiddush which...
Like it or not, you have that other part which is.
Okay, fine. So maybe that one I can't for other problems. I hear you. I hear you. Maybe, fine. But now you get to Havdalah. Now you've got this whole issue of Havdalah, right? Now of Havdalah, though, fine. So maybe Mr. Klein saying the bracha of Hamavdil, I can make for him. And I'm fine with that. Right? If a man has already been made Havdalah, right? He can make it for another man, for sure, the Hamavdo Bracha. And Mr. Klein's saying, well, maybe if he's going to drink also, he can make the Brei Pri Hagafen as well, as fine. But what about, I told you this is a shear about smelling. So what about the Bracha of Besamim? Can you be Motzi someone else Besamim if you can't smell?
That's for a personal benefit.
Is it or is it not? So I'm going to read you a one line of Gemara.
It's for the Shabbos.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to read, first I'll read you a line, a backdrop line. Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is a one line Gemara, which gives us these rules that we just said. Judaism 101, 102, it says like this. Listen carefully because it's one line, but that's it. Yeah? Lo yifros adam prusal archin. You can't make a bracha for other people. It's about giving them to eat, bread to eat. Elam kein ochel imahim. Unless you're going to make the bracha, you can't say hamotzi for someone else, and they just take a bite, and you don't take a bite at all. Aval, but here's the kicker. Po reisu lebanav ulebnei beso kidei lechanchan b'mitzvus. But for your son, or your household, you can do that, in order to teach them. So in other words, if my kid wants a piece of bread, but he doesn't know how to make hamotzi, I could say that hamotzi lechem min haaretz, he takes a bite. Uvahalel u'megillah, very relevant to Purim, afal pi sheyotza motzi. However, for halel u'megillah, which are birchas hamitzvos, part 102 we said, then if you already were yotz. So you can make the bracha and for someone else. All is good in the world of Judaism so far. Now I ask you the question, what about Havdalah? What about Besamim of Havdalah? So I'll read to you a Torah. The Torah says like this. It's, again, one line, very easy. You just have to figure out what in the world they're talking about. Kus of Od Harav Ephraim. Okay, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Ephraim. Mish Eino Meriach. Someone who can't smell. Umevarech ala Besamim. And he makes a bracha misamim by Havdalah. Have a bracha levatala. You have now violated taking God's name in vain. V'aflahotzi b'nei beso. Okay, I can't smell maybe, but the rest of the listeners can smell. So v'aflahotzi b'nei beso. Can I do it or I can't do it? Eino yachol. You're not allowed. You know why? It's not a birchas hamitzvah. It's not a what we said Judaism a 102, a mitzvah type thing. It's just like a piece of potato kugel. Just like I can't make a bracha of adama and you just eat the potato kugel, so too I can't make a bracha on the besamim and you smell the besamim. If you want to smell besamim, you have to make your own bracha. That is what Rabbeinu Ephraim says in the Torah. Says the Torah, and he goes on and he, wait, it says one more line for Ephraim, he says one more word, he says, Ein ela minig ba'alma, because the whole concept of the besamim is not a mitzvah, it's just a minig that we connect the besamim because the neshama leaves Matzei Shabbos, the extra neshama. So we have besamim. It's a nice idea, but in theory, in practice, it's simply just a berchas hanenin. It's a bracha like a potato kugel bracha. Says the Torah, v'lo nihira. Rabbeinu Ephraim botched it. He said, "No way." Sharei pores adam pruso ebnei beso. I thought the Gemara says that by hamotzi you are allowed to make a hamotzi for someone in your family, and that would be fine. Afal pisheno ochli maim, even though you're not eating with them. V'hasam meichol v'ika. What mitzvah is there in making a hamotzi for your kid? You could make a hamotzi. The Gemara said, "Afal poresu ebanav ebnei beso." V'chein or arash. See, I have a huge machlokas. It's very weird. Can I make a bre minei besamim for someone else if I can't smell? Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, no way. It's just like a piece of potato kugel. Says the Torah, well, the Gemara did say you can make a hamotzi for your young kid, so why is this any different? Answer is because it's not chinuch. If you have a young child who you're making it for because he doesn't know how to make the bracha, and because of chinuch, I'm making the hamotzi so we could have the bread, so then that's one thing. But besamim, if I've got 10 adults around the table and I can't smell a thing, how am I allowed to make a borei minei besamim for someone else?
Well, yeah. What if you the idea of chinuch from a different lens? Not chinuch, yeah, for the kid,
yeah,
but that the father gets hanah in providing an opportunity for his kids, and therefore we could say that hanah doesn't have to be just benefit from the besamim itself, but hanah from knowing that others are enjoying it.
So it's extremely creative pshat by Reb Sham. You're going to be a little bit on target, but the wrong like derech, meaning you're going to have that same idea that maybe there are other benefits in besamim, but not the way that you take it. It's an interesting thing. I think it's too creative. I think it's hard to say that the father gets a benefit of chinuch to teach him. Yeah, he's got a mitzvah chinuch, but I wouldn't call that a physical benefit in directing your kids, you know, to the right path. I think it's a hard sell. But I hear the extremely creative, and you're going to be on the right path, Shom, in terms of extra other benefits. So how do you paskin? So you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and you have an interesting halacha. Shulchan Aruch says that if you can't smell, mi she'eino meriach, if you can't smell, you're one of the 3% of Americans, eino mevarich ala besamim. You can't make a bracha besamim. Ela im kein, unless niskavin, you have in mind, lahotzi bnei beso haketanim, unless there is a young child hearing your Havdalah, that child you can be motzi, but the adult who's also listening, they're not yotzi. He says, oh, he says, but Shulchan Aruch throws in another word. Lootzi mi she'eino yodea. Hello, says Shulchan Aruch, but you can be motzi someone who doesn't know how to make Havdalah himself. So already Shulchan Aruch seems to be sebastian, huh?
Is that what that means, or does it mean
shota? Oh, I don't know. He doesn't say shota. Mishe eno yodea. I don't know.
What does any yodea mean? In what sense?
I thought it was someone who doesn't know how to make the bracha. It's a weird lashon because he says Shulchan Aruch said shota, cheri shota v'katan. If he meant cheri shota, I interpreted it as mishe eno yodea. And in fact, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Because Mishnah Berurah says, "Whoa, this is an interesting Shulchan Aruch. He's being pretty liberal over here and allowing you to be motzi someone else." In what I thought was simply like a brach on potato kugel.
Did
yeah.
Bnei beso and people.
Before, yeah, it says bnei beso aktan.
But before.
Yeah.
We said the children and bnei beso.
Yeah. So but it says bnei beso aktan. You have a young wife. You married a 10-year-old. I don't know. Maybe it's a ketanim. It says, I guess, cousins that are there. I don't know. It's interesting.
No, the point is that by yeah. ketanim, they don't have a chiyah.
Yeah.
So it's not really tracking motzi them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just reading Shulchan Aruch. It says, "Ohotzi misha ina yodea." What does that mean, ina yodea? So the way the Mishnah Berurah says, this is ridiculous. He says, it's crazy, Shulchan Aruch. He says he's passing like the liberal opinion. He's passing like the Torah. Torah says, oh, since the Gemara says you can be yotzi your young children, sounds like you could also be yotze and be motzi, you know, even an adult who doesn't know or doesn't whatever. Hello, I thought it's like a piece of potato kugel. If some guy doesn't know how to make, if some guy doesn't know how to make a hadama, are you allowed to be motzi him a piece of potato kugel that you don't need a piece of potato? The answer is no. Even though he doesn't know, if you have a 25-year-old guy who comes, Baal Tshuva, he wants to become frum. He comes to your house and he says, oh, I really want to eat. I don't know any brachas. So you say, okay, I'll make a adama for you. Baruch atah Hashem, I'm going to make adama. And the guy takes a bite. You know how to do that. You could say baruch, and the guy says baruch atah atah. But you can't make the adama for a 25-year-old person. That's Judaism 101. Hello? So how come Shulchan Aruch says? It says the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch's wrong. He says, many disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, it's not Valacha. We don't bask in this way. You can't be motzi someone else. He says, kol achronim. Listen to this language. All the achronim, chokin alav, they disagree with Shulchan Aruch. He says, no. They hold, only your young children can you be motzi. Avalolo otzi mishena yodea. You can't be motzi someone who doesn't know. Kevin shu enu chai bedover. Eni ochel otzi achim nechos. I can't be motzi someone else. He says it's different than a mitzvah. Here it's just simply something which you benefit from. So how are you going to save the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? No. Number one, you could say, okay, Paskins like this rush would seem to be lenient. Reason number two, you have to come with a fancy shalom type reason. Listen to what the Archis Chaim says. It was one of the Rishonim. He says some fancy vart. This is like above my scientific pay grade over here. Listen to what he says. He says, even if you can't smell the besamim, your body benefits. I have no idea what that means. He says, you don't benefit from it. You can't smell. You have no smelling ability. You make a bracha for someone else. Is this scientifically true? If you smell something and you can't smell it, these 3%, does their body benefit?
I guess it'd be the same as saying if you can't taste and you eat something, your body's still getting benefit.
Yeah, but there, your body's getting benefit. You get fatter, you get the nutrients.
Maybe there's other things inside that.
You're saying that, are you saying that? You saying that with knowledge, or you're just repeating what he's saying? I have no idea. We need a doctor. We need an ENT over here. No, it's a lot of ENTs that came from the shul. No, right? Right. So,
if there's poison gas and you can't smell it,
what is it? Poison gas. So it hurts you. I hear, but that's the negative. What about the positive? If you smell cloves and you can't smell at all, does it benefit your body? Says the Archis Chaim, one of the Rishonim, it does. And because of that, you can make the bracha. So that saves the Shulchan Aruch. But just so you remember, let's read the key line again. Kol ha'achronim chokin hazeh. You don't get this pretty strong. All. It doesn't say most. Kol. All of achronim. And he quotes in the little footnote of the Shaar Tzion, v'taz, the Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabba, v'tosef v'shabbos, v'divrei Chaim, v'chein agra. Everyone argues on the Shulchan Aruch. So upshot is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you can't smell, can you be motzi someone else in besamim? Answer is no. That's a Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins as well. Comes along. So now have we solved the problem? We've solved problem number two. During COVID, if you can't smell, you don't make the bracha. What about problem number one? This house, no one makes a brain. Some no one there could smell. What's pshat? Yeah, I don't know. Comes along Vitruvus von Hugus, Reb Sternbach, one of the Ziknei Gedolei Dor, just celebrated his 100th birthday in Eretz Yisrael. And if you saw in Yeshiva World News, he got a letter someone of his Talmidim wrote to the King and Queen of England, and they wrote him a birthday letter, because apparently in England, if you reach 100, you get a private, personal letter from the King and Queen. So they read it to Reb Sternbach, and they didn't seem to care too much on the Yeshiva World video. They're like, some guy's Talmud's like reading it to him. He's like, who? He's like, the King and Queen. He's like, okay, what does he care? But apparently it made Yeshiva World News, so it's a good, you can write an article about it. It's an interesting thing. Fine. Says Reb Sternbach, huh? You met him? Yeah, I met Reb Sherbach years ago also. And so, God, I love one of his, my favorite Sfarim, Chuvus von Hugus. He writes like this, V'emes, the truth is, Shani Choshish Bebirchas Arech. I doubt the entire bracha of Besamim, he says. Listen to this. B'motzei Shabbos, Shnog Nevarach B'Avdo, he says, Imeriach Rak L'mitzv Lo'ana. Let me ask you a question. Who wants to be our carbon? Yeah, Nui Reb Yaakov, we make you the carbon, okay? Let me ask you a question. Do you really get a geschmack out of smelling the cloves, Matzei Shabbos? So why do you do it?
You have to.
No, say the key word. Yeah. So you have made a bracha of atov according to Rav Sternbach every single week, and I'll raise my hand. I do it also. Yeah, he says what type of he says what's pshat? Is it mariach rakla mitzvah? I know you're smelling it because it's a mitzvah because God told you to smell it, not because you actually enjoy the cloves. He says sheinu nene mariacha b'sam ano gemura. You don't get a geschmack. You don't get a real enjoyment from smelling b'sam. He says. He says, how can you make the bracha? He says, v'mako ma'achari v'esi. He says, another place in my Sram I wrote, divri ha-kodesh admir mi bells. The bells of Rebbe. Rebbe Aaron Rokeach, that's how. Locha shlo v'varcha yayin sraf. You wouldn't even make it on this type of, what is it? Yayin sraf is what? Liquor, some type of liquor. Because you're so samashu v'unet. If he didn't like the taste, he would never make a bracha on it. V'adin died. He says, if Shtomach coined to me, bereach tzorach ha-nadafka. Even if you could smell, you have to actually enjoy the smell, he says.
Smell something else.
I mean, okay, I'll be honest. Cloves. You enjoy the cloves?
No, use something else.
Okay, but what do you enjoy? I don't know about you. I don't get such a geschmack.
My son-in-law, they're Persian. He uses rose water.
Okay, but does he enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I don't enjoy the cloves so much. I don't think it makes such a difference. The minhag. The minhag is minhag. But it's so... But if you're... It's not a mitzvah. So hold on for a second, We can come back to you. Says Rav Sternbach, but if you don't really enjoy it, you're only doing it because God says it's a mitzvah, Matzei Shabbos, to use besamim, and you never smell besam on a Tuesday. So when you're really only doing it, as Yaakov agreed with me, you're only doing it because it's a mitzvah, because it says Shulchan Aruch, so you use besamim. You don't really care about smells. Says Rav Sternbach, you know what it's called? A bracha of Atala. And he says, unless you're really going to do, then he quotes and he says, "V'yeshmi lomar." He says, certainly if you're smelling it again to be someone else, it's a bracha v'atala. He says, "Mikol makom," and then he says, "V'yaduali mikama gedolim." I know many gedolim. He says, "Kama gedolim." He doesn't quote their names. Shonagu ariach b'avdala. They don't make brachas b'sam at all. So now we answered up question number one. Why? Well, Pirshal's that time, and they give reasons. I'll give you another reason. You want a good reason not to do besamim at all, he says? Came in Shikra b'matzei Shabbos, Kodesh Rak Hidr Baum. It's just a nice idea. It's a minug. You don't have to run and try to find besamim if you don't have besamim. That's the halacha. Shikra v'ashiv ha-nefesh, and it's Taras Mi'atzias Shabbos. We want to bring back what we're losing for the Neshama Yisera that left. Okay. However, for you, you're doing it just because of the mitzvah. The chashu etzom, they think shein was that shuma. No, you don't actually get benefit. Therefore, nimnu mechashash bracha v'atola. You know what's worse? To say God's name in vain. They said, so if you don't really get a geschmack, you don't really enjoy the smell, he says, don't make it. It's a bracha v'atola. Then he says, in another tshuva, that was chelik beis, and chelik hey, he writes like this. He says, I wrote another sefer, that's Chelik Beis. He says, She'en ani mevarech brichas b'remini b'som b'avdolva. So he says, he himself doesn't do it. Kevin she'en ani klal mirech, because I don't really benefit from it. V'al karcha nechosh shu brach v'atoa. It's a brach v'atoa. Then he says, L'chein reisi quotes the name. You want a bedrock of Judaism to rely upon? L'chein reisi eitzo agoin mi brisk, the briskerov. Briskerov didn't make a b'somim, he says. V'or kama gedolm shonagu mevarech. When I'm around people who do want to smell it, I let them make the berachas besamim. So I make avdol. In the middle of avdol, we pause. They say besam. Can you say amen or not? He says no. He says no. Don't say really amen. He says I'm not sure. He says no. Don't really make it. Yeah. Maybe it's a bracha v'atal of Nimshnei Mov. He says, so therefore, comes out, says of Sternbach, halacha l'maisa, he says, don't make brachas b'nei b'samim unless you really enjoy or do the smell. Now that is not minug klal Yisrael, but again, this is Rav Sternbach is not always such a radical shit. It's pretty mainstream halacha. Okay, brisker rav sometimes had a brisker chumras, but Rav Sternbach is saying that he himself and many other gedolim don't make a brachas b'sam. The upshot is that you should have in mind, I think the way to solve the whole chabura is, when you make a berachas besamim, you should make sure you understand that you're not doing it just because of mitzvah. You're doing it because you like the smell. Now, I don't think you have to dance and sing and like be so excited that you make a besamim when you also make a bracha when dry chicken or whatever, something else. It's not so geschmack or whatever it is, you know, some food which not so great, but you know, it's okay. I'm getting some benefit from it. So too, you have to get some benefit from besamim. So if you get any benefit at all and you understand that you're doing it because you make a benefit, so then you make the bracha. If you're really someone who really doesn't, really not interested at all in smells, you don't even smile when you get a good, nice smell, you don't even think about it, you don't even notice it, then maybe you should be one of those unique people that don't make a borei minei besamim by Havdalah. There's certainly room to rely upon with like this prescrov. Clearly, minei klal Yisrael is you should make the besamim. However, the one exception is if you're really one of these 3% that have no smell at all, or during COVID, you really cannot smell at all, you know, you really can't have no smell, then in that case, it's better that someone else should make the borei minei besamim. Your wife would be able to make it in such a situation, and that would be the best aid to what to do. Yeah.
So if you, based on that, when you were saying, like, you should have in mind, but then you also have to make sure everyone that's listening, if they're going to answer, that they should also have...
Well, then they say, amen. It's not such a big deal, because worst was they're just doing amen. I mean, yes, and there's room maybe to rely upon on someone else's bracha. But yeah, if you can't smell, if you're a listener and you can't smell, don't say the amen. I'm being summoned. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you have a question? Yeah.
What about the svaradim that go around the kotel
So if you get really geschmack, then you're fine. But for Ash Ashkenazim, smelling the little cloves, I don't know. It's not. I definitely enjoy the smell for a second, but I can't tell that like it's my most favorite part of the week of enjoyment. You know, hopefully I have a more exciting life. That your besamim smell on Matzah Shabbos is not the highlight of your week in terms of geschmack that you get. But if it is, then okay. Then kol kavod shkoyach should be zocha to have the proper smell and the proper mindset when we make brachos.